Thank you. Thanks for screwing up my opening. really appreciate that. For all of you at CCV on all of our campuses, we're honored that you're here. This is a little different sermon than I'm going to preach. I've never preached one of these in 35 years, and so it's going to be a little different. But believe it or not, 50 years ago this month, I preached my first sermon. I was practicing college basketball. It was my sophomore year, and the coach also preached on the weekends. And he came to me and said, I'm going to be leaving this small church of about 50 people, and I'm going to another church. I'd like to give your name if you'd like to go preach. And I go, I don't know. Go ahead and give my name. So he gave my name. I went down and preached. It was 150 miles round trip. Had to pay my own gas. I preached, and they offered me the job, and they said, we're going to pay you $25 a week. And, man, I thought, this is unbelievable. And so I took the job. I'd been dating Sue about 8 months, and so I asked her to go with me. It was not an overnight gig. Hang in there, okay? We would get up early and drive 100 miles and then turn around and drive back. And the first week I was there, she's a great singer, and they approached her after church and said, do you play the piano? And I said, why? They said, well, if you'd play the piano for 4 songs during worship, we would give you $25 a week. So I was humbled and found out real quick how valuable I was. The pianist got as much as I did for the whole church. But that $25 allowed us the financial security we needed. 10 months later, we got married. That was supposed to be humorous, kind of like everything else that I do. We've had 6 different ministries in 50 years. We had 2 student ministries while we were at Manhattan Christian College. Then we had 1 full-time ministry. Then we came to Phoenix 42 years ago, and we've had 3 great ministries at Phoenix in the last 42 years. There's a lot of people I want to thank. First of all, this will be the toughest. some of my pastor friends around the country, you know the question they ask me? Are you going to cry? And so all of you online, I probably will, and some of you will be concerned that you've never thought I had a heart. I might have a heart, okay? So hang in here. But I want to thank my wife because she's been my ministry partner. Basically, she's been an unpaid staff person for 35 years. She oversaw... Wait. Don't clap for her too much. It'll hurt my feelings, okay? No. She was overseeing our women's ministry, overseeing mothers of preschoolers, worked in the children's ministry, office of volunteer. She's done everything behind the scenes that most of you would never know. She has been my fan, my confidant. She encourages me. She corrects me. She believes in me. Most of all, she loves me for who I am. And so I would like all campuses to just honor my wife for everything that she's done. Hopefully that'll help me in the next season of my life as I honor her. Not that I'm looking for anything extra out of this, you understand. Men, you can relate. I also want to honor my kids. So proud of them, their marriages, their ministries, their families. Paul and Paula were on our staff for 19 years. They came when our church was running about 800, and they were here till we ran 15,000. And they were vital in the youth program, and so many things that we have accomplished was because of them. My daughter Kelly and her husband Trent started Parkway Christian Church in Surprise, had an incredible ministry. And they merged with us, and that became our first multi-site, our second campus. And that church really gave us a boost as they did a great job and as we merged together to really reach more people for Jesus Christ. My youngest daughter, Christy, and her husband, Chris, worked on our staff for a while. He was over our family ministry. Later, he was over our adult ministry and his small groups. And I'm so blessed to have kids that love Jesus, and hopefully their grandkids all love Jesus, and hopefully we can turn out some more preachers out of their grandkids, their kids as well. But I have a great family, and I honor them so much. Now, that's the toughest part. The rest of you, I'm out of here. I don't care. Okay, I got to live with them. You're on your own. I want to say to CCB, thank you. I'm so blessed to be your pastor. For the elders, you know, most pastors I talk to, when they talk to elders about their elders, it's the worst meeting of their month. That's never been true at CCV. I can honestly say that the highlight of my month all these years has been meeting with the elders. We had a great team, a high level of trust. We prayed together, risked together, dreamed together, and they've been incredible. I thank you for the staff. Those that have been with me from the beginning, those that were here for a while, went out, started other ministries, those that are still here. This church outgrew me a long time ago, and it takes a great team. Teamwork makes the dream work, and it wouldn't be possible without the staff. But lastly, it wouldn't be possible without all of you on all of our campuses. The church is not a building, it's people. Your generosity, your faithfulness, your prayer, your flexibility has been incredible. So I would say three or four things. Number one, remember the mission. We exist to win people to Christ, train believers to become disciples, and send disciples to impact the world. And I believe that through Ashley's leadership, this church will go on and reach more of this valley for Christ and impact more of the world, because that mission is really a part of the Great Commission. Let's keep our focus on Jesus Christ. You know, several people say to me, Don, wow, you've left a great legacy. And I say, whoa, legacy is not about me. It's about him. I've been here 35 years, and I can leave satisfied that my name is not on anything, on any of our property, and I want it to be that way. My legacy is you. Go to heaven and take as many people with you as you can. Thirdly, support and pray for Ashley and Jamie like you have prayed for my wife and I. Hang in there. Next thing I'd say is be flexible. Man, be flexible. Our church has always been willing to change. Be flexible. Some things are going to change. They have to. They have to. I love ASU. Ashley loves U of A. Okay? I'm not sure God will continue to bless this ministry, but we'll see. We'll see. So pray for, yeah, both of you U of A fans. Keep clapping. All right. So some things will change. All right. Now, hang with me. Some things are going to change. And if you say, man, I don't think I like the changes, can I tell you, give it 6 months. Hang in there for 6 months no matter what, because you don't know what's going to happen. Don't make a quick emotional decision. You don't like it, it's changing, whatever. If you like the changes that are happening, talk to Ashley. Email him, encourage him, pray for him. Say, man, we're behind you. We appreciate what you're doing. If you don't like the changes, talk to God. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to each other. It's divisive. Talk to God and say, God, help me understand what's going on and give me the heart to deal with some of these changes. As many of you know, my wife and I will begin a new ministry. It's really a ministry we've done our whole life of working with pastors and churches and leaders. But we have a real burden to help churches and basically pastors and wives. As we were made aware of a statistic that 90% of pastors quit the ministry in the first 5 years, that breaks our heart. And so our next ministry, we're going to do that. We believe if we can save some ministries' marriages and keep them in the game, that will extend and multiply the kingdom in incredible ways. And I want you to know the elders and CCV has helped us financially to get this new ministry started off the ground, and we are so grateful for all that. So I just have so much to be thankful for a pastor of a great church and some great people, most of you. We're going to wrap up this series from the life of David. And if you have your Bibles, turn to 1 Kings chapter 2. And I want some words here to offer up to Ashley and also to this church, to each of us on our campuses, kind of the same words that David gave to Solomon as Solomon was ready to take over for David. And if you look at 1 Kings chapter 2, doesn't start out quite the way I would like it to start out, but it says this: when the time drew near for David to die, I'm not planning on dying yet, but he gave this charge to Solomon. He said, "Be strong, show yourself a man, observe what the Lord your God requires, walk in his ways, and keep his decrees and commands, so that you may prosper in all you do and wherever you go." There's three or four things right out of the text that I think I want to say to Ashley, but I also want to say to all of you as the church. Number one, it says, be strong. Be strong. You see, Solomon had lived in his dad's palace, and he hadn't been the fighting man that David had. He hadn't gone through what David had gone through. And so he was trying to say to him, listen, young man, be strong. It's going to be tough. And also, I think it's the same thing to us as a church. Listen, CCV is the largest church in Arizona by far. It's the largest church in the city. And I want you to know, the more visibility you have, as the church continues to grow, the more bullets and arrows and criticism you're going to take. So stand strong. Stand strong. Man up. We are the visiting team. And today, Christians are getting a bad rap, and we're not doing that grace and truth balance. And so I want you to know, be strong. It says, show yourself to be a man. And to Ashley, I would say he's been a great executive pastor for 10 years, and love him to death, but as he becomes a senior pastor, he doesn't have a clue how much criticism he's going to get. The distractions will come, the division will come, the divisiveness, the discouragement, and so I want you to all pray and encourage and hang in there. And to him, I'm just going to say, you're all right, you're a leader, you'll be fine, but you're going to have to man up, because the temptation and struggles are going to come. Number two, it says, observe what the Lord requires. Observe what the Lord requires. How do we know what the Lord requires? The only way that we know what the Lord requires is to read the Word of God. And we live in a culture today where we want to try and be strong as Christians when we're on Facebook 8 hours a day and we're in the Word 8 minutes a day, and that's not going to work. You can't go to church and expect your spiritual growth to happen just on a 30-minute sermon every other week. You've got to be in the Word yourself. And I want to encourage you as the body of Christ, if we're going to know what God requires, it's right here in His Word, and we've got to know that. Ashley loves the Word. He reads the Word. It's an important part of his life, and I want to encourage him to continue to read and study the Word. Why do we observe the Word of God? Number three, so that we will walk in His ways and keep His commands. You see, there's a danger today in the church that we believe if we just go to Bible studies all the time, we've arrived. And it's not what we know, it's what we do. Because if our Bible study and God's Word doesn't help us to transform our heart to be more and more like Jesus Christ, we've missed the boat. So I want to encourage you, read the Word, but then walk in His ways. Live to a higher standard. We're never going to reach the valley for Christ. We're never going to impact the world with average Christians. We've got to be willing to be held to a higher standard. You can't be concerned about what other people want, what other people think of you. You've got to live for an audience of one, and we've got to live for Jesus Christ, because He's the only one on Judgment Day that we'll answer to. It's not our friends on Facebook. It's not our boss. It's not our neighbor. It's Jesus Christ. You've heard me say, I don't know the formula for success. I know the formula for failure. Try to please everybody. Can't please everybody. You don't have to. As a follower of Christ, your desire should be to please Jesus and Jesus alone. And so he says, be strong, show yourself to be a man, observe, read the Word of God, and then apply it to your life and walk in the way that God would have you walk. Why? So that you may prosper in all you do. I believe God's blessed this ministry because we've tried to keep it on His Word and we've tried to keep it on Him. And so CCV, my prayer is that you will continue to honor God and honor His Word. And as long as you do that, I believe God will bless this church. And to Ashley, I would say, as you keep your focus on him and you keep your focus on his word, I believe God will bless your ministry in profound ways. And so I'd like Ashley to come out right now, if he would. Don't stand up yet. He hadn't even taken over. Good grief. Most people, when they do this transition thing, it's they give a baton. Mm-hmm. And I decided I wasn't going to do that because I've never been like everybody else. And so I didn't want to give you a baton. But what I decided to give you was my Bible.
Wow.
Okay?
That's awesome. Thank you. That's incredible.
It's I've used it for funerals, for weddings, for sermons, for study, and the reason I want to give you that is because it shows my love for the people, yeah. And so no matter what you do, love the people and love God and keep him first. CCV, now, it's I'm honored to present to you the next pastor of CCV, Ashley Wooldridge.
Oh, okay? Thanks, guys. Thank you. Thanks, Tom. Thank you.
God bless you, Daddy.
Love you. Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thanks. Thank you. Thanks, everybody. You can have a seat. Thank you. Thanks. I want to keep Don here for just a second because you've already heard and you all know that this man, his legacy, the leadership he's had here, just the lasting impact he's going to have is just going to be incredible. It would be almost impossible to put into words what he means to many of us in this church. But Don, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And from all of us, can we just give him another round of applause? Just thank you so much. Thank you, seriously. Thanks so much.
Thank you very
much. Thank you, Don. Thanks, my man. Thank you. Awesome. Yep. Well, he did not tell me he was going to do that, and this is quite a gift from a man who has preached God's word for so many years, and that's just amazing gift. You know, it's really humbling when you're asked to lead really such an amazing church. I mean, I just truly can tell you it is. I will tell you this, though. I want to take you back to January of this year when we announced this transition, and I said something then that I just want to say again because it's just so on my heart. It's been my prayer throughout probably this entire year, and what I said back then is I said that really the true leader of CCV, the head of this church, is not changing at all because the head of the leader of this church has been, and it will always be, one person. And that is Jesus and Jesus alone. So, yeah, to talk about. The reason that's so important for me is that the only person that can change someone is Jesus. And so many churches mix this up, you know, but every great church knows that, you know, what changes people is not a personality, it's not a program, it's not a new building, it's not even a new strategy. What changes people is Jesus Christ, period. And so that's why, you know, when we talked back in January, I pointed you to this verse in Hebrews that is just so profound to me. But the writer of Hebrews in chapter 12, verse 1, he kind of lays out that God has marked out a path for all of our lives, not just my life, but for every single person that's sitting on one of our campuses today or is watching online. God has a plan for your life. He's marked out a path for you. But then in verse 2, the writer of Hebrews gives us some instructions on how to make sure you can stay on that path. And here's what he says. He says, you have to fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of your faith. And so I just want to encourage our church, because I'm going to encourage myself in this whole process too, that that we never stop doing that. We never stop fixing our eyes on Jesus. Because we have a big mission in front of us. We have a big vision in front of us. You know, I've been on staff for 10 years now. I've been a part of so much of what's happened in this church. And so our mission doesn't change. Our vision doesn't change. The vision is still to reach this valley for Jesus Christ. And there's over 4.5 million people in the valley today. And you might say, well, how can we reach that many people? It's very simple. We reach that many people one person at a time. One person pointing one person to Jesus at a time. It's one person at a time. Some of you here today, you know, this is your very first time at CCV. And you kind of came on a different weekend. You're thinking, wow, what is going on here? But still, here's our hope for you if you're new here. Our hope for you is that somehow throughout this service, you would experience Jesus. Because we believe with everything inside of us that Jesus makes your life better and he makes you better at life. And so we're going to keep pointing to Jesus. That's what I'm going to keep doing. Many of you don't know this, but when CCV was started over 35 years ago, one of the very first couples that walked through the doors of this church was a young couple in their 30s. And they caught a vision for this church, and they began attending every single weekend just regularly. And then they took a step of serving. They began to serve in their church. And then they took a step of getting into a small group. And then they began to give of their financial resources and even sacrificially. And then they began to invite friends and families. And their lives began to be changed. And people around them began to be changed. But then waiting in the wings were two little girls that were watching their parents' lives be transformed. And then these two little girls began to be transformed as well. And they got plugged into CCV's kids and student ministries. They began to, you know, just see their mom and dad pour into them. And then at the same time, they had coaches from CCV pour into them. And their whole entire family, this family of four, was just being transformed, all because they walked into the doors of CCV over 35 years ago. The oldest daughter of that couple, her name is Shauna, and she's on our staff today. And she helps create all of the kids and curriculum that your kids get to experience on the weekends. You know, if your kids come out and they say something awesome, it's very likely that Shauna had her hand on that. And she's actually pouring into kids the way she was poured into when she started at this church over 35 years ago. And her whole family's plugged in now. Her husband's doing amazing things. Their kids are all plugged in. That family, their youngest daughter, my first week, the sophomore year of college, I just happened to run into this their youngest daughter. And the way I recall it, which I'm pretty sure is the exact way it happened, is she was mesmerized by this, you know, good looks and... I had a feathered hairdo. It was pretty sweet. You know, it was like feathered here, and I'm pretty sure she liked that, and bulging muscles from what I remember. And no, I think the real story is that I asked her out really, really quickly, and she went out on a date with me, and I ruined the first date. I forgot my wallet. She literally paid our first date. We went, so it's like amazing. And she had pity on me, and we had a second date, and then a third date. And then over the next few months, I really got to know this young girl that came from this family. And she was so different than any girl I'd ever met in my life. She was so grounded in her faith. She was so deep. Her love for Jesus was so great. And as I dug, I found out two reasons why. One is she came from a great family. But two is because she was plugged in her entire life to an amazing church, CCV. And see, the legacy of this church is still impacting me and my family to this day. And I am more sold out than ever to making sure that we continue our mission as a church to reach this valley for Jesus Christ so more families can be changed just like that. I would bet, and here's my guess, I would bet thousands of us today have a similar story. You haven't been here that long, many of us, but I would bet your story goes something like this. I came to CCV, I was invited by a friend, and you know what? It changed my life forever. I came back to faith. I was so far away from God, or I found Jesus for the very first time, or some of you would say that your marriage got transformed at CCV, or that your kids were transformed, or some of you now have a vision for your life that's bigger than you, and that's never happened before. So here's what I'm going to ask. Whether you've been here for 30 years or 3 months, let us do what Hebrews says. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. And if we can keep lifting up Jesus, I believe 35 years from now, we'll see God continue to do things that we can't even fathom the same way he has for 35 years up until this point. Here's my commitment to you. I will seek Jesus myself every single day. Secondly, I will continue to have this book guide me in everything that I do as well and teach. And lastly, I'm going to continue to pray the same prayer that I have prayed every single time I've preached. Before I preach, I say the exact same prayer, and it's this. God, when I preach, I pray that you would speak through me and let people hear your words, not mine. If we can do that as a church, I believe we're going to continue to see so much life change around here. But more importantly, this is going to continue to be a church that you will be so proud to invite your friends, your family, your neighbors, and your coworkers so that they can experience Jesus as well. It's really been an honor to lead you into the future, and Don's been incredible throughout this whole process, and being able to learn from him, and you know, we just got to spend a whole week with him and Sue, Jamie and I did, and I was just reminded over and over again what a blessing they have been, and we are really honored to be able to move into the future with you. And I'm going to pray in just a moment, but right after I'm done praying, our band is going to come out and sing one last song, and this song is going to be a song that's going to help all of us just focus on really what's important, and that is that Jesus continues to be the center of everything that we do at this church. Would you pray with me? God, thank you for Don and Sue. Man, just listening and just seeing the impact they've had, it is really, really incredible. And we're so grateful as a church for the foundation they've laid. Father, we just pray as we move into the future that you would just be front and center of everything that we do. May you continue to bring people in the valley that are far from you. And may we as a church do everything we can, God, to be a place where people can come and experience Jesus in a real and relevant way. May we be bold. May we be courageous. May we continue to take risks as a church, God, because there are 4.5 million people in this valley that need you. God, we thank you for all that you're doing. We just give this weekend to you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thanks.